Listen to God's Word for April 27th. Today's reading includes Psalms 43 through 45, 49, 84 through 85, and 87. May God bless this reading of His Word. Psalm 43. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my case against an ungodly nation. Deliver me from deceitful and unjust men. For you are the God of my refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why must I walk in sorrow because of the enemy's oppression? Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain and to the place where you dwell. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my greatest joy. I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why the unease within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. Psalm 44. For the Choir Master, a Maskil of the Sons of Korah. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the work you did in their days, in the days of old. With your hand you drove out the nations and planted our fathers there. You crushed the peoples and cast them out. For it was not by their sword that they took the land. Their arm did not bring them victory. It was by your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, because you favored them. You are my King, O God, who ordains victories for Jacob. Through you we repel our foes. Through your name we trample our enemies. For I do not trust in my bow, nor does my sword save me. For you save us from our enemies. You put those who hate us to shame. In God we have boasted all day long, and your name we will praise forever. But you have rejected and humbled us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You have made us retreat from the foe, and those who hate us have plundered us. You have given us up as sheep to be devoured. You have scattered us among the nations. You sell your people for nothing. No profit do you gain from their sale. You have made us a reproach to our neighbors, a mockery and derision to those around us. You have made us a byword among the nations, a laughingstock among the peoples. All day long my disgrace is before me, and shame has covered my face, at the voice of the scorner and reviler, because of the enemy bent on revenge. All this has come upon us, though we have not forgotten you or betrayed your covenant. Our hearts have not turned back. Our steps have not strayed from your path. But you have crushed us in the lair of jackals. You have covered us with deepest darkness. If we had forgotten the name of our God or spread out our hands to a foreign God, would not God have discovered, since He knows the secrets of the heart? Yet for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Wake up, O Lord, why are you sleeping? Arise, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our affliction and oppression? For our soul has sunk to the dust. Our bodies cling to the earth. Rise up, be our help. Redeem us on account of your loving devotion. Psalm 45. For the Choir Master, to the tune of The Lilies, a Maskil of the Sons of Korah, a Love Song. My heart is stirred by a noble theme as I recite my verses to the King. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. You are the most handsome of men. Grace has anointed your lips since God has blessed you forever. Strap your sword at your side, O mighty warrior. Appear in your majesty and splendor. In your splendor, ride forth in victory on behalf of truth and humility and justice. May your right hand show your awesome deeds. Your arrows pierce the hearts of the king's foes. The nations fall beneath your feet. Your throne, O God, endures forever and ever, and justice is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you above your companions with the oil of joy. All your garments are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. From palaces of ivory, the harps make you glad. The daughters of kings are among your honored women. The queen stands at your right hand, adorned with the gold of Ophir. Listen, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house, and the king will desire your beauty. Bow to him, for he is your lord. The daughter of Tyre will come with a gift. Men of wealth will seek your favor. All glorious is the princess in her chamber. Her gown is embroidered with gold. In colorful garments she is led to the king. Her virgin companions are brought before you. They are led in with joy and gladness. They enter the palace of the king. Your sons will succeed your fathers. You will make them princes throughout the land. I will commemorate your name through all generations. Therefore the nations will praise you forever and ever. Psalm 49, for the choir master, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Hear this, all you peoples. Listen, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor alike. My mouth will impart wisdom, and the meditation of my heart will bring understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will express my riddle with the harp. Why should I fear in times of trouble, when wicked usurpers surround me? They trust in their wealth and boast in their great riches. No man can possibly redeem his brother or pay his ransom to God. For the redemption of his soul is costly, and never can payment suffice, that he should live on forever and not see decay. For it is clear that wise men die, and the foolish and the senseless both perish and leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their eternal homes, their dwellings for endless generations, even though their lands were their namesakes. But a man, despite his wealth, cannot endure. He is like the beasts that perish. This is the fate of the self-confident and their followers who endorse their sayings. Like sheep, they are destined for Sheol. Death will be their shepherd. The upright will rule them in the morning, and their form will decay in Sheol, far from their lofty abode. But God will redeem my life from Sheol, for he will surely take me to himself. Do not be amazed when a man grows rich, when the splendor of his house increases. For when he dies, he will carry nothing away. His abundance will not follow him down. Though in his lifetime he blesses his soul, and men praise you when you prosper, he will join the generation of his fathers, who will never see the light of day. A man who has riches without understanding is like the beasts that perish. Psalm 84, for the choir master, according to Gittith, a psalm of the sons of Korah. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she places her young, near your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. How blessed are those who dwell in your house! They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. Even the autumn rain covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength until each appears before God in Zion. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Take notice of our shield, O God, and look with favor on the face of your anointed. For better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. He withholds no good thing from those who walk with integrity. O Lord of hosts, how blessed is the man who trusts in you. Psalm 85, for the choir master, a psalm of the sons of Korah. You showed favor to your land, O Lord. You restored Jacob from captivity. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sin. You withheld all your fury. You turned from your burning anger. Restore us, O God of our salvation, and put away your displeasure toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you draw out your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your loving devotion, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will listen to what God the Lord will say, for he will surely speak peace to his people and his saints. He will not let them return to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Loving devotion and faithfulness have joined together. Righteousness and peace have kissed. Faithfulness sprouts from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed provide what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him to prepare the way for his steps. Psalm 87, a psalm of the sons of Korah, a song. He has founded his city on the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are ascribed to you, O city of God. I will mention Rahab and Babylon among those who know me, along with Philistia, Tyre, and Cush, when I say, this one was born in Zion. And it will be said of Zion, this one and that one were born in her, and the Most High himself will establish her. The Lord will record in the register of the peoples, this one was born in Zion. Singers and pipers will proclaim, all my springs of joy are in you. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.